was all I could take, because the discipline, you're disciplining your, you know, you have some students that
sure.
have to fuss at all day long. Then I came home to five children at home.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, there was an opening at UTEP in the English department.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1966. So I went over there, and by that time they'd forgotten about nepotism. Parents were still teaching, but it didn't matter. New president, mm-hmm. Smiley, was not there anymore. So I was there 5 years, and then Clarence died. My second husband died. My first husband died from leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
He was 39. I was 36.
Goodness.
And then Clarence died from his diabetes. He was 48. And I was 50. So after that, the children by that time were, well, all teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And were getting married, and older son had to go to Vietnam. And so I eventually married again, moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there about 9 years.
Oh, huh.
And came back.
Which part of Florida?
Miami.
How nice.
It was quite an experience, because I'd grown up here in the desert. I'd never lived near the water, and I just really liked it. And we lived on a boat. We lived on a nice 45-foot Delco cabin cruiser.
How fun!
And there were people from all walks of life. We stayed at the marina in Miami, and actually Coconut Grove is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called? I've forgotten. Anyway, I met people that were attorneys, doctors, nurses, and bums. You know, all kinds of people. But I'm still friends with a lot of them. One was married to a professor at Miami, an English professor at the University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had that little bit in common.
Yeah.
And we're still friends. They're divorced, but she and I are still friends. And then a nurse and her husband, a pharmacist, retired now, but we've remained friends, and several others, some younger couples that had their little tiny kids, raising them on their boat.
And it was
an interesting life, especially when we could go out somewhere, you know, take the boat and go down into the Keys or go across to the Bahamas. Yeah, that was fun. But we were very different in our backgrounds, and so that marriage ended in divorce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I came back in 80 and started teaching again. I tried, I thought I'd like to do something else, but I didn't find anything else, so went back to teaching. Taught at community and taught at UTEP. 20 more years. I just stopped last year.
Oh, So now what are you looking forward to doing?
Learning how to be retired, I guess.
My grandparents like to travel a lot now that they're retired. My dad's parents.
Your dad's parents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. They go all over the place.
Them. I only know your mother's
parents. Don't come around very much. They're from Long Island, so.
Oh, they stay back there?
Now they live in New Jersey, but then, you know.
Yeah, this is out west for them.
Yeah. And let's see, what is your religion?
I'm a Christian, I guess is what it is. I attend St. Francis Episcopal Church. And but I'm not tied into it too tightly. I watch Robert Schuller's Our Power. I get a lot from that. And I read Unity some. Did for a while. I don't as much anymore.
The Daily Word?
Daily Word. Right. You know that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all get that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's inspirational.
Mm-hmm.